Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And we are here today on Friday, August 21st, 2015, broadcasting live today. Just a FYI, we might have a couple of pre-recorded shows coming up with the start of school and some things that I want to do. But I will let you know if that's the case. And I know a lot of you listen to the archives anyway, so that will be perfectly fine. The songs that you just heard, the first one is called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. And their website is TRUETRINITY.com. They have that song as well as another one there. That group is the vocalist, who is Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. The second song is the Positive News song, the Positive News theme song, and We Are the Change. And that, of course, has to do a lot with what this show is about and what I, in general, am about. And that is creating a positive atmosphere for things and a positive atmosphere of news and sharing and all of that that goes with it. We are broadcasting again from Sharehouse Goods in Milwaukee. So if you happen to hear some things going on, it's a coffee shop as well as an Amazon store, so occasionally you hear some things ripping and tearing, but, you know, the fun part is it's a great place to be hanging out, and it's always comfortable and welcoming and all that, so it's really cool to be hanging out here. So I just like to do the show here, and it feels like home as opposed to, you know, some studio that's all quiet and clean and that. So that's pretty cool. So the positive theme song that you heard, Jillian was singing that one as well, and she and I wrote that a couple of years ago as well, specifically for Positive News Month, Positive News Day, which we're in July. But the goal is to continue sharing positive news at all times. Well, there's a couple ways that you can participate in this show. The first one is to scroll all the way down to the chat room on this page and the Blog Talk Radio page, and you will be able to be part of the chat that's going on in there. But once the show ends, that goes away. So even a better place to go is to go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, if you are on Facebook, and be a part of that conversation. Because that stays there, and periodically I'll put comments in there from the show, or other people will, as they listen to the Live the Archive show, things that resonate with us all, and all that kind of stuff. So, and that stays there indefinitely, or until Facebook decides they want to start clipping things off. And so far, knock on wood, that's not been the case, so it stays there indefinitely. The other way, if you are listening live, you can call in via Skype with the Skype button next to the phone number at the top of the page. You know, that phone number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And if you want to talk to us, please press the number 1 so they know you actually wanted to talk and not just listening via Skype or phone. Appreciate that. Our topic today is 10 ways to know your sign. And we'll be getting into that in a little bit. What Purpose Talk Radio is, generally, is that we are a place where we talk about purpose. Our guests, when we have guests, and our topics in general, are to help people live their purpose, come to know what it is, come to achieve it. You know, just things that are related to living purpose and knowing what it is all about. Sometimes that's easy. Sometimes it's more difficult. And that's kind of what our theme is all about today, as we get to know what are the signs that make it very clear to us as to what we're supposed to do in any given moment. What are those signs that keep us going? If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you know that you're living your purpose or think you are, you don't have to be 100% into it. You know, if you're achieving it, trying to get to it on yourself, have a pretty good idea what it's going to be, what it is, even in the moment. You know, over life, our purpose does change. You know, we may have an overall theme, just like the show has the overall theme, the I Am Who I Am theme song that we have. And then there's those sub-purposes, you know, the positive news, the living in the moment and, you know, doing the job or the career or the school or whatever that you're supposed to be doing right now to get to that final purpose, or little pieces of it or subcategory of it. Those are all, you know, part of things. So we can greatly have that going on. And so the if you'd like to get a hold of me and be a guest on our show, or you know someone who is a candidate to be a guest, please do get a hold of us through the website, purposetalkradio.com, PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. Or just send me an email directly at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. The other ways, of course, would be through Facebook, through my personal page, or through the Purpose Talk Radio or the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. All of those are ways you can connect with us when we are off the air. You'll find me in the various bunch of groups and things too. Feel free to click on those. You'll find me and just send a message. And we'll connect that way. The show is in about its fourth year. It's amazing how that's time has flown, and through the variety of hosts that we've had on here. So again, we might make some changes. We might not with this new school year coming in. So I think I got all of the introductions, information out of the way for you so that we can get into our topic, which is 10 ways to know your sign. And let's see, you know, we all go through these things where we say, should I do this? Should I not do this? What do I do? Ah, I'm so confused. You know, but there are some very specific physical traits, mental traits, emotional things that we go through to know that we are in the right place, the right time, doing the right thing, so to speak, versus something that's just going to cause us conflict or pain or confusion in the end. And, you know, I've been going through a couple of these things myself, and that's, I guess, kind of where it's stemming from right now. Because, you know, it's funny. I talk to myself sometimes as much on these shows as I talk to you, the audience. And I've heard my ministers say that a couple of times. And you know, when I first heard it, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You're the minister. You get these messages. You know what you're supposed to talk about. You know what we need. Well, and then I hear them say, well, sometimes I talk to myself just as much. And that's true, because it's a way that I hear Spirit talking to me and doing what I need in the process. So, having said all of that wonderful stuff, what I want to look at first is what's the obvious and maybe some of the not so obvious ways that we can discover what our purpose is. Wenright was in the chat room a bit ago, but now I don't see that, so I don't know if that person's there. But again, you can feel free to call in 347-205-9074 to participate in this conversation. They need you to press 1 so I know that you want to be a part of it. Otherwise, I'll just figure you're listening, and that's cool, too. So the first thing, of course, is to, you know, take stock in how you're feeling. And some of this might be a little bit of subcategories, too, as we go through this. So the thing is, you know, I'm going to give you some big categories, you know. You get the butterflies in your stomach. Do you get the stomach cramps? Do you get, and how do you know the difference? Things like this. Does it feel just like you're all crinkled up and there's no way you're going to do it? Do you, you feel excited? All that. So we're going to take some subcategories of that. So the first one being, yes, do you get, you know, are you feeling butterflies? Are you feeling your stomach cramped up? And, you know, are you all in pain? Are you, you know, but sometimes I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes that pain is not just a no. Sometimes it's our physical being going, I don't want to do that. No way, not me. Even though our spirit, our soul, our very being really wants it to be done. So you can't just take the one indicator as gospel. You know, do you feel like your head is buzzing, you know, with excitement? Or, again, are you feeling like it's going to implode? You know, and, again, sometimes we confuse those two. What is that feeling, that heaviness in our head? Is it our mind going, oh, yeah, I really can't do this. But, wow, that's so far-fetched. How do I make it work? You know, you have either extreme. And how do you know the difference? It's taking a step back and really looking at those things that are around that, you know, what other things are happening. And also making sure that, you know, it's not just part of our, our uncertainty. Because it is so much more to life than just feeling like we're always high. You know, sometimes those feelings are caution that make us go, well, okay, I'm not going to run full force into that, but I'm going to gently tiptoe through it step by step and go through the process. The other, do you feel like you're running forward or running backwards? You know, like you've done this before. Or like you're moving toward a goal. You know, and I'm going to tell you that doing things, feeling like you've done it before, and I guess that's really a different way, different thing of doing it. You know, backwards as in, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not advancing. I'm not feeling like anything's changing. That's what I mean by running backwards. Do you feel a little deja vu in the process of this? And I'm going to spell it wrong. I know I will going out of here because my fingers don't even want to do it. There it is. You know, do you, for me, when I go through that, that actually tells me that I am on target. That I have, you know, lived through whatever the problems might be from the past, and I am going to be able to 100% nail this. Now, I'm going to realize there are times where I say, wait a minute, but I've already been here. I've already done this. I don't want to go through it again. And you say, hopefully, if that's really the feeling, then I've learned my lessons so that I'm not going to go through the same thing exactly the same way. So, let's see. Have you heard from others that this is what you are supposed to do? As in, you know, I've heard this a lot, that, you know, if you hear the same thing three times in a row, it's pretty darn sure that's what you're supposed to be doing. And that if you're not hearing it, then it doesn't mean you're not supposed to. But, you know, that three times that, you know, or if you, you know, read something online and it's three totally unrelated sources that give you that indication that you are supposed to be doing something. You know, say maybe you want to enter a photo contest and you just don't know. And here a friend posts it on Facebook and tags you in it. It comes up in your newsfeed all by itself. Maybe shows up on your newsfeed. I just said that. Maybe it shows up someplace totally unrelated. You see a poster for it. You know what? Those three pretty much would have me going, ooh, I think I better pay attention. Maybe that's a contest I need to enter. You know, and it's always the next piece would be finding the right piece to enter, finding the right, you know, the perfect picture, that kind of stuff. So then, the the next thing that I always want to check on. Oh, my page wants to go away. No, I don't want your page to go away. As I'm going through these things and posting things into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page for y'all for later. The next thing that I would look at is, you know, does this require me to make some significant change? And am I prepared to do that? Does it require a change? Sorry, I started typing in the wrong place again. By the way, on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, the post is pinned to the very top of the page. You know, sometimes it means moving. Sometimes it means just a different life, a dwelling. Sometimes it means a different job. Sometimes it means just finding a different support group or a different person to help us through things. You know, how do you feel about that impending change? Is it one that you can easily accomplish? For instance, or is it something that, boy, it's just going to take a lot of time, and so you know that maybe that is supposed to be something you're supposed to do, but maybe it's not immediately what you're supposed to do. And that's okay, too. Not everything will happen immediately. And you won't always get the exact feelings and the exact people to connect with to know that it's the perfect time. But again, it's what are those signs? How do you feel about it? How do you act about it? That all blended together. You know, each one of these aren't unto themselves. They're all connected. Another one that I look at is, are there obstacles that are stopping you in the moment so that you can't accomplish what you think that's supposed to be? I've talked a little bit about this, and I'll talk a little bit more about it. With school, I'm looking at things. You know, many of you have heard that I have been looking at being a sign language interpreter. Well, you know, something's just not connecting here to be able to allow me to get all of the classes and all the things that I want and be successful in them. So I'm looking at, are those really obstacles? Or are those just things that are holding me up until I'm fully ready? You know, and again, sometimes that means also asking the people around you, what do they think about this? How can they help you talk through it? What do you need to do to find out if those are really obstacles or if those are just hesitations? If they're roadblocks that say, hey, I'm trying to tell you there's a detour sign that you passed up. You take a look at those. You know, how long are they in place? How many times do you keep beating your head against the wall to be able to get something accomplished? So that's the seventh sign, that way that I think we need to look at, you know, if are those signs and look for ways to know, is it right for us at the moment? Is it not right for us? Are we going to be living our purpose, or are we going to be trying to live somebody else's? Let's see, another would be in our quiet time, do we hear that message from Spirit, God, whatever you'd like to call it, that this is really the thing to do in your meditation, and whatever that might mean for you, is it a place, you know, can you get yourself quiet enough to be able to listen. And does that being, does God, does Spirit tell you that it is correct? Or that it's not? Is not time right now to take that action? That, for me, probably is one of the biggest ones. The unfortunate part of that is, oh, shut up a lot of times when I'm around. I am constantly on the move. I'm constantly filling my time with things. And when I'm really confused, I know that shutting down, even 15 minutes, is a great way to get that answer. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times God gets a hold of me in the shower or walking someplace, because that's the only time I'm not, you know, I might going to walk to the bus. Yes, I'm focused on one thing, but that's it. My mind is going, I'm getting there. And the funny part is, God's talking to me on that walk. How I get from start to finish, I don't even know sometimes. It gets pretty hilarious. So I kind of walk through that timeline, I suppose you'd call it. Let's see here. Again, if you'd like to be a part of this conversation, please do get a hold of us, either through Skype or by calling in 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. Before I give you the last two, yeah, I want to talk about a specific situation, I guess, that brought this to mind. And I'm not going to identify the person at this moment, but we're going to have a healer in this area. And some of you know, when Jan was around, occasionally I would try to do some readings. I've done a class with Sherry Fox, otherwise known as Solana, for reading auras, and didn't quite finish that. I'd look at animal communication and go, oh, that'll be kind of fun. That makes some sense. I have that intuition going sometimes when I pray for people that there's something beyond what they're saying, and know that the prayer that comes out of my mouth is exactly what they want and what's supposed to be heard. I've prayed in tongues at times because I don't even know what to say anymore. And going through all of those kinds of things to discover that, you know, with this healer, I thought, oh, man, you're this world-known healer. I keep feeling like God's telling me I'm supposed to be a part of that team when you're here in town. And yet I don't want to be, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if my prayers, my strength, my intuition is strong enough. And I let it go. And pretty much every day for a week, something during the day, I'd be not even thinking about it. And I'd hear this, send that email to, I'll say it's Laura, you know, send an email to Laura. And, you know, and I go, okay, I'm in the middle of something else. I can't do that right now. Next day. Well, when she asks if you can do it, you know, you better answer. And she hadn't sent out the email yet exactly with when, how, what day things were going to happen, when she was going to do a hands-on healing. So I kind of really ignored it and blew it off. I went, okay, I can't be part of this. She's got her team. She knows what's going on. Well, pretty funny. 3 days ago, there was an email that said, and if you'd like to be part of the prayer team and the healing team, send me an email. Okay, fine. So, again, it's like, yeah, kind of ignore that. I don't know. And I got a second email from somebody else that said, and if you'd like to be part of that healing team, send a message to her. Great. You know, I have to take my own advice here and get on it. So finally I sent an email saying, look, this is how I'm feeling. This is what's going on. And I got the response saying, of course you can. This is appropriate for you. Okay. You know, because again, what's a healer? We are all healers. You know, Jesus said to us, for anybody that believes in Christ and Jesus, you know, all these you can do and more. And I have to trust that, because I do believe that my prayers combined with those that I asked for prayer gave me my eyesight back, gave me my opportunity to be working with the deaf, with the blind, with the deafblind, with people who I understand with a variety of disabilities and abilities over the years, and even with the show. I never, ever, ever in a million years would have expected that I would be doing the show and trying to figure out topics every week. More often than not, I have to laugh because I don't have the topic. I don't know what it is. Come Friday morning, all of a sudden something will happen. Like today, I had the conversation here with one of the barista people, one of the shippers, and I'm like, I don't know, what do I do, da 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 da. And as I'm talking to her, all of a sudden, the whole topic comes in. Be funny. It's pretty funny, I really have to say. Okay, there's my topic. Here we go. This is what I'm supposed to be sharing with you. So I just have to shut up long enough and listen. I really do. And that's where I learned. So for me, that listening in the moment is probably the most important one of all. And then same kind of thing in that silence. When you're not thinking, when you're not trying to process, you know, whether you should or shouldn't do it. Excuse me. Does it pop into your head? Is it something, or do you forget about it for like ever until somebody else brings it up? For me, I think that, you know, the more often it pops up when I don't expect it and I'm not focused on trying to think about it, that tells me too that there is something to that information and it's something that I need to pay attention to. Another one I did, you know, recently our church had an ice cream social, and I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to, you know, it's like, I don't want to serve ice cream. What do I want to do? What do I want to do? You know, and the thing was, we had a children's story thing. And I've said to my older nephews, you know, that I loved telling them stories and try to get my youngest one to sit down long enough because I missed creating stories for them. You know, one of the things I used to do was, okay, you get to help with the story. You tell me a character, a name. No, it was, yeah, it was tell me a person, two animals, and a place. And I create the story out of that. And we'd give them names as we went along. They'd help tell the story. And, of course, at the end, it was some kind of lesson. Again, just like the show sometimes, you know, the lesson, I sometimes had the lesson just as much as the lesson was created for them. I never knew where the story was going. You know, I knew at the end it was going to come out something good, even if in the middle, like life, in the middle, things got a little rocky, or there came up a challenge. I knew that it was going to come out good. So that's the last one. Do you really feel that the end result is possible? You know, can you sit on it and say, yeah, I really can do that? Or does it feel so far out of your realm of possibility that, you know, you're going to need years of preparation and a whole different group of friends and a whole different location? Those are the things that I look at. Those are 10 of the ways that I know what I'm doing, and my, I get a sign that it's right or it's wrong based on how I answer those questions and how I feel about them. So, you know, we got a pretty short show today. And I hope that those were all helpful to you. And that, you know, in over time, you know, if you know some other ones that you want to put in here, some other things, other ways that you know your sign, please come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and add them. And I would appreciate, you know, any comments, feedback you get. If you want to listen to the show after it's over, the archive is at the same location as the live show. So you can go there. And I'd like to leave you, of course, with an affirmation as we do every week. And the affirmation this week would be, I receive and understand the signs that tell me what to do and when to do it. So again, I receive and understand the signs that tell me what to do and when to do it. So based on all that, you know, the show is fairly simple. It's a conversation typically with our audience. And if you want to be a part of it, then all you need to do is come talk to us, send us an email. And that email is Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio. And so Cindy at PURPOSETALKRADIO. And I just realized I have been talking to myself for over a half an hour. Hopefully the show was recording and you'll be able to hear the whole thing, or we will do it again. So then the other piece that we can always do is that, you know, like I said, if you want to be a part of the show, please do get a hold of me. If you want to know of somebody, please give me an email on that as well. I'm trying to go into my studio to see if there is a way that I can extend this, as apparently the show did unfortunately end on me. And I don't know that if I can record it or not, update it. Nope, I can't. So hopefully it was recording and we'll find out shortly. So in the meantime, this is we air every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And we don't have a topic for next week just yet. So I'm going to tell you also that our theme song is called I Am Who I Am. And we also play the positive news theme song, just because this show is part of the positive news media. So until next week, I wish you all soul blessings.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.